Good morning and welcome to Perspectives, a public affairs program produced by Midwest Communications of Holland. In the 1450 WHTC newsroom, I'm News Director Gary Stevens.
The job promotion is ahead for a young staffer in the Ottawa County Clerk's Office, just as it was 36 years ago. You see, Dan Kruger was 31 when the Circuit Court in Grand Haven appointed him to replace Harris Newsma. And on June 27th, the now 67-year-old Dean of Clerks in West Michigan will retire. The court on Tuesday announced that Justin Roebuck of Zeeland, who has been the county's elections coordinator for the past 5 years, will serve the remaining 2.5 years of Kruger's term. A little surprised by the appointment, or was this something you had some sort of angling for when the boss said, "I want to retire at the end of the month"?
Well, we certainly, something that I certainly had some conversations with the boss about. Absolutely. I love what I do now as elections coordinator and definitely enjoy the work at the county clerk's office. I think we impact a lot of people in a lot of different ways in terms of important life events, you know, whether you're experiencing the birth or adoption of a child, or you're buying a home for the first time, or getting married, all those kinds of things. I mean, those are important ways that we can impact the community and serve Ottawa County residents. So, yeah, I've been excited about this possibility for a while, and certainly honored that that I have the support of our circuit court judges in this interim appointment, for sure.
You mentioned maybe more of the mundane things, even though if somebody getting married or somebody buying a house, that's important to them, but
sure.
You had the glamour spot, if nothing else, because of the fact that in this county, elections run well, or if there's a mistake, you'll see it in the courtroom more than the courthouse.
Right. I think as I've said with my boss Dan a number of times, my job is to keep his name out of the paper in terms of making sure things run smoothly, but we do have a great election operation in Ottawa County, and we couldn't do what we do without the work of our 23 local jurisdiction city township clerks. They do a phenomenal job. We have over 1,000 election workers in Ottawa County who, you know, we train every 2 years for their certification, and you know, we couldn't do what we do without them, for sure. But yeah, it is. It's certainly a little bit more in the limelight than the other aspects of the clerk's office, but it's a fun job.
Now, one thing that was in the limelight, though, I think that Dan Kruger probably did not want to be in it, happened a couple of months ago when the ruling came down from the federal judge striking out Michigan's same-sex marriage ban, and Dan Kruger is among a majority of the clerks in Michigan who did not issue licenses immediately. Others did.
Yeah.
Does situations like that, I'm not talking about that particular one, but does situations such as this, when a clerk has to make a decision whether you follow the letter of the law or you follow the court ruling, is that really as tough as anything that a clerk might find himself or herself in?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's always, you know, I think many elected officials find themselves in the same boat sometimes when you have to make some tough decisions on issues. And I think, you know, Dan's decision on that essentially was to be following what he saw as the letter of the law and also our policy. I mean, a lot of folks made special arrangements to open their office, and that was you know, something that was not a normal policy for us. So I think, a lot of times what we do, almost all of it actually is very statute driven. And so our job really is to administer the law as we see it and to the best of our ability. And sometimes that takes some tough calls, but, you know, it's a little different than a legislative capacity where you're making the policy decisions. We're mainly enforcing those policy decisions. So,
Justin Roebuck, who is now the Ottawa County Clerk for at least a year plus until election time in 2016. But the thing is, though, it's something that your Dan Kruger started, and I assume you've been a part of since you came on board 5 years ago. Is more or less digitizing the yeah. office, the department, getting everything online, getting everything on electronic situations,
right.
and making it easier for people to use the modern tools in order to get the modern services they need. To a certain
right.
extent, do you see Ottawa County maybe – I don't want you to compare to other counties and saying, well, we're better than them, but do you see Ottawa County pretty much ahead of the curve on this right now?
Well, you know, I believe so, Gary. I think, you know, we are blessed to be in a place where we really have the strong support of our county leaders, our board of commissioners and administration, and Dan Kruger has certainly done a phenomenal job of taking technology to a greater level of service in terms of what we can do for our customers. And I'm excited to, you know, that's one of the really exciting things I think about this opportunity for me is that I get to kind of build on what Dan has done. And, you know, our office needs to be accessible to people. I think we are the face of county government to a lot of folks when they, you know, have to come to our window for one reason or another. And my objective is to continue down that path of making sure that we have the best technology, that we're accurate, we're efficient, and for our customers, our citizens.
The other thing, too, and you sort of alluded to it with that answer there, Justin, is the fact that, technology is great. Staying up to date in that is fine. But
yep.
the old-fashioned face-to-face, person-to-person transactions, you mentioned, it's customers. It's not just, well, they're just another a constituent,
right.
you've got to deal with them as customers, just as the private sector has to do too, as well.
That's absolutely right, and I think a lot of people, either, at least in my experience, are either frustrated with government or intimidated by their experiences with government. And I think, you know, that's something that Dan has always sought to change that image, and certainly that's where I'm at as well. I mean, we need to be. I think the face of government to the people needs to be one that they can communicate with, that's accessible to them. And, yeah, that's what it's about. I mean, they're our customers. We, we have a monopoly on their needs as government, obviously, but we need to treat them as customers, and that's important.
Yeah, the old bureaucratic attitude just doesn't work anymore, even though some bureaucrats still have this – we're not accountable to the people attitude because they can't get voted out. You can if you want to run for re-election in 2.5 years, so you've got to be
right.
accountable to the people.
That's right, and I think that's the beauty of our system, too, of local government, that it forces government into accountability by saying, hey, our jobs really should be on the line with our customers, and if they don't believe we're doing what's best for them, they have the opportunity to change course.
Speaking of the future, I asked this question of Dan Kruger back in April when he announced his retirement. Because of the way that this nation, the society has changed so much over the years and accelerates, and new things come up all the time. Can you even hazard a guess of what the responsibilities of your successor and successors might be, say, 5 let alone 10 years down the road? Can it even project that, or is it just a case of, let's see what technology and what social issues will come to bear on clerks as we go forward?
Well, I think what's going to happen is it's going to get more complicated for a person who takes my position to go through the processes that they're going to be faced with. There's going to be conflicting interests, obviously, with different issues and different directions that people in the county will take also. So it's going to be more complicated. And that's really no different than when I took office. Back in the 70s when I started, I thought it was complicated when I came in, and you go through that process and you learn and you do the things that you're supposed to do when you're a new appointee or a new elected individual. And then you grow with those things that come along, and you accommodate differences in the law and the direction because that's the way you have to do it. And, you know, it's going to be more complicated. I think what will ultimately happen is you know, we'll find staff in my office in particular not necessarily getting larger because technology will take over those areas and we'll be able to perform more and more services for people directly out of their dens or their living rooms or wherever they have their computers in their cars. That's the direction that it's going, and I think in some good respects we have to say that's going to be a good deal because we cut back on expenses. True that technology costs money to put in, but overall we're saving a great deal by doing that. And that comes right back to the taxpayer because those are tax dollars we don't need to spend.
The words of Dan Krueger, who will retire as Ottawa County's clerk and register of deeds on June 27th. Before that, you heard from Justin Roebuck, who will take over for Krueger in both positions on June 28th. And that's Perspectives for this week. From the 1450 WHTC Newsroom, I'm Gary Stevens. Thank you very much for joining me, and listen again next week at this time for more Perspectives.